Hello, this is Hilary Robertson. Welcome to the latest episode of Harmonious World. This time, I'm joined by Andrew Barashko from Art of Time Ensemble. Art of Time Ensemble have a new album out called Ain't Got Long. It's the sixth album of this acclaimed ensemble from Canada. I hope you enjoy our conversation. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Hilary. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad.
Well, thank you for joining me for Harmonious World.
My pleasure.
Excellent. The whole point of this podcast, when I started it, was I found this quote from Quincy Jones, which says, "What a harmonious world it would be if we all shared what we're good at." And I just loved that. And I just thought, yeah, that's where I'm coming from. So I just want you to share some of what you're really good at, because this is a fabulous album. Ain't Got Long.
Thank you. What am I good at? Well, I'm a concert pianist by training. So until about 16 years ago or so, that was my main focus. I started Art of Time. It was a labor of love, and it was something that I just kept going on the side. And then about 16 years ago, I shifted my entire focus to that. So all of this is to say I'm coming at things from a classical music perspective, but I grew up loving popular music, jazz, theater, dance, film. And so Art of Time, really, it's many different things, but one of them has been a concert series in Toronto, like a subscription series of five different projects, always strikingly different, but all of them explore where different genres of music intersect and where music intersects with theater, dance, literature, film, and so on. And it really is, like, in terms of music, it's about celebrating all music. Like, there are only two kinds of music. There's good music and there's bad music.
Right.
So that's kind of the ethos of Art of Time.
Yeah, and I think that clearly comes through on Ain't Got Long, because it's very hard to put any of the tracks into a box, because there's a bit of kind of show tunes, there's a bit of film music, there's a bit of certainly jazz. Madeleine Peru, her voice goes across many genres in every single song she does.
Yeah.
And there's clearly some classical training and classical performance qualities within this as well. So, yeah, I think it's an amazing album.
Thank you. I'm very proud of it. You know, having just said what you said, I would like to add that you can still sing along with all of them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this project was very much about finding that fine line between retaining the authenticity of the original while pushing every other conceivable boundary. So, you know, because they are not classical songs, there are no classical singers on the album. They're all jazz and pop singers. That retains most of the authenticity. And the ensemble, the rhythm section of the ensemble, are people from the pop and jazz world as well.
Yeah.
It's more the strings and the winds that are from the classical world.
Yeah, and of course, Jonathan Goldsmith's arrangements are amazing, aren't they?
They're stunning. Jonathan is, first of all, he's a brilliant musician himself. He's a brilliant pianist, jazz pianist. He comes from the pop world originally and from the film world, but he's a real lover and student of classical music as well. So he's very well versed in 20th century classical music, you know, in terms of harmony and form, and knows how to push those boundaries as well.
Yeah, definitely. And it's pushing the boundaries in a way that is, it's not uncomfortable, is it? It doesn't make you feel, nothing jars.
Yeah, like I said, the melody is untouched. All the songs are performed, I think, very much in the spirit of the originals.
Yeah.
It's what's happening all around the voice and behind the voice that is completely, you know, like I said, pushes the boundaries as far as possible without without compromising the song.
Right.
It's very different from John Corigliano, an American composer who I'm a big fan of. He did a thing with a bunch of Dylan songs, but he turned them into completely different entities. They became classical pieces with Dylan's words. And that's not what I wanted to do with this record.
No, they're very recognizable, aren't they? And some, of course, some of these are very recognizable songs, like Someone to Watch Over Me. That's a, it's a songbook standard, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But then also Paul Simon and...
Well, yes.
Lou Reed, Radiohead.
Yeah. Joni Mitchell. I think it's a really enjoyable album that everybody could get something out of.
I think so.
So talk me through, how did you go about choosing the vocalist?
So all our pop music experiments, they go back about 12 years. And the premise that I described earlier is the premise behind this. It's inviting pop singers whose work I love, asking them to choose 12 songs. It's what we called our songbook projects. So we did one with Madeline, we did one with Gregory, we did one with Sarah Sleen. And then I would delegate these songs to not just Jonathan, but 12 different arrangers, Jonathan being one of them. Basically with that one direction, you know, don't ruin the song and see how far you can go, you know, with harmony, with the instrumentation, without harming the song. So in those instances, it was always about the singer choosing the song, because the singers were stepping outside of their comfort zone. You know, so I thought if they had a very strong connection to the song, it would anchor them better, because it's really disorienting initially for pop singers, because everything they do, all the arrangements they create themselves or perform, they're built around them, right? It's not like they have to step into a very adventurous arrangement and find their own bearing. So basically, I think with all the songs were chosen by the singers, not for this album, but for the various projects that they performed with us years before we recorded the album.
Right. That's a very interesting way of doing it, isn't it? Because it makes the singer and the song the focus at the center, and they've got to have a connection to the song. It's not like you've booked, you know, the singers to come in and just said, right, this is your song, off you go.
Yeah, they have to sell the song, right? They're the messenger. So, yeah, and to get back, so we've worked with dozens of arrangers, including a who's who of Canadian classical composers as well. But Jonathan has always, I've been particularly fond of his arrangements, because there's, I don't know, there's something simpatico with his sensibility. I guess maybe we have many loves in common when it comes to music.
Right. Yeah, and that comes across. There's a sense of this definitely as an ensemble. This is definitely not a bunch of studio musicians coming in and just being booked for a particular thing. It feels like an ensemble.
Yeah, although many of those musicians are studio musicians themselves. Yeah, no, everyone on the album, except maybe for one person, has worked with Art of Time for a while. And they're all incredible musicians in their own right.
Absolutely. Yeah. So when was this recorded?
This was recorded in May of 2019. I think we probably finished mixing and mastering by October. And then it sat in the can, you know, then COVID hit.
Yeah.
Shall we wait till it's over, you know, when we can start touring? Finally, I just wanted to get it out into the world.
Right. And actually, who knows when it's going to be over, this craziness.
Yeah.
What plans are there for taking Art of Time back on the road, back into performance studios? Have you got any dates even for, you know, next year or something?
No, nothing. All the projects are for the time being in development. I know we're going to release a very unusual Christmas album, if you can imagine. I mean, again, you know, with many of the arrangements not unlike the ones on this album. In fact, River, the Joni Mitchell tune, was created for one of our holiday shows. So that gives you an idea of how alternative or how unusual they are. Anyway, we're going to release the holiday album in December, and the rest, you know, the earliest performance that we've planned here in Toronto is for April of 2022.
Yeah. So have you been able to do live streaming or anything like that in lockdown, or have you just stayed away from that?
We had a season of 5 digital shows, which are shows from the past. We have years and years of incredible video and audio. So we kind of repackaged 5 of those shows with interviews with the artists who were involved in those shows.
Oh, brilliant.
So our last one, which is about to stream, is a Leonard Cohen tribute that we did. It features 2 of the singers on the album, Greg and Sarah Sleen, and Sarah Harmer.
Oh, yeah.
She's a great Canadian singer. And Stephen Page from the Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, yes.
Brilliant singer. And Tom Wilson, who has a band called Lee Harvey Osmond.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And Blackie and the Rodeo Kings.
Okay.
You should check him out. He's a very interesting artist, Tom Wilson.
I'll check him out as well. Well, it's been really nice talking to you, Andrew. Thank you so much for your
Likewise.
Time.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. I'm so glad you enjoyed the album.
Yeah, I loved
it. Tell the world.
Oh, well, I'm going to. Thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was a fairly brief but very enjoyable conversation, and I hope you enjoyed listening to it. Don't forget that all of my links to social media are in the show notes, as is a link to Andrew's website, and you can also buy me a coffee. Thank you for joining me once more on Harmonious World. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Harmonious World. My name is Hilary Seabrook, and it's a great delight to bring this series of discussions with musicians and composers and writers and all sorts of people to you. Obviously, there's no point in having a podcast if people aren't listening, and I'm very grateful to my listeners for doing so. Thanks also to Joe English for composing and performing this new theme tune. So wherever you get your podcast, you can leave a review. You can share this with your friends and family, either as a link or on social media and that sort of thing. I'd be really grateful for that. Don't forget that you can subscribe now. There's a link wherever you get your podcasts. So have a great week, and please remember why I started this, which is just to try and make the world a little more harmonious. Thanks for listening to Harmonious World.